Okay, magandang umaga pong muli sa lahat. This month, we shall be addressing an issue na public because of certain events, and we will be discussing equality ethics. The ethics that is premised on all men being equal. Lahat ng mga tao ay magkakapantay-pantay, at isang bagay ito na dapat nating kilalanin, ipamuhay, ipanghamon sa maraming mga pagkakataon sa ating mga pakikisalimuha sa mundo. Inequality continues to plague human relationships on many fronts. Sa maraming mga bagay ito, makikita natin at ang ating pag-aaralan sa buwan na ito ay sa tatlong larangan. Dalawang linggo nating pag-aaralan ang racism, yung may kinalaman sa lahi, and then the third Sunday, God willing, we shall consider sexism, that is inequality on the premise of sexual identity, and then ageism, which is a newer issue na may kinalaman sa gulang. Siguro dahil sa age ko, concerned na rin ako. Pero titingnan po natin yan. But this phase has become very familiar, has become a hate object in social media. This is Donald Sterling, and his reputation is anything but sterling. Siya ang may-ari ng Los Angeles Clippers, erstwhile owner until he was forced to sell it when he was caught making very racist remarks at kumalat, nag-viral sa internet. Una kong inisip na iparinig, pero wala tayong blips na technology, kaya hindi pwede. So, but he said so many very painful things against black people. And what is surprising, ay may-ari siya ng Los Angeles Clippers, yung team ng NBA, na karamihan ng mga players niya ay black. And yet, he was very racist in his remarks against black people. At ito ay patuloy na hamon sa ating panahon. Inequality affects human relationships as well as international diplomacy, at maraming mga bagay na makikita natin na naapektuhan sa kasaysayan dahil sa mga usapin na ito. Unahin natin ang racism. History is replete with so many racist issues. Ang pagtrato sa iba't ibang mga lahi na tinuturing na mababang uri, racist attitudes have been adopted on the basis of color, lineage, nationality, and maraming mga nangyari sa kasaysayan ang dahil dito. The Holocaust, the treatment of the Jews because of Hitler's view that the Jews were the inferior people of the world who needed to be annihilated, yan ang ginawa niya sa tinatawag niyang the final solution. And the final solution for him, in order to lift up mankind, ay lipulin ang mga Hudyo. Well, nakita natin yan kay Haman dun sa Book of Esther. In contrast, Hitler almost had it done. 6 million Jews were killed, marami by gas, in the Second World War. At yan ay dahil sa masamang pagtrato sa mga Hudyo. And anti-Semitism is still very much alive in our day. And then you have the famous Ku Klux Klan, a white supremacy group noong mga 60s, at marami silang mga ginawa na pang-uusig ng mga black people in their belief that the white people are supreme. And again, makikita natin ang bagay na ito na nangyari sa kasaysayan. So even in America, yan ay nangyayari. So isang bagay na panariwain natin sa ating paniniwala ay ang equality of all races. Now, that also recognizes the fact of racial differences. May pagkakaiba-iba ang mga lahi. So iba-ibang itsura, iba-iba ang mga pinanggalingan. But our belief is that it is not impossible for present diversities to come from one pair. Alam, hindi natin alam ano itsura ni Adam and Eve, ano ang kanilang racial characteristic. My own belief is that Adam and Eve, being the first human beings, had all the diversities possible, so that they gave birth to all kinds of genetic, racial diversity, which is what mankind today is. So yan ang paniniwala ko. At pero ang masasabi natin, sa kabila ng mga pagkakaiba-iba, iba-iba ng itsura, iba-iba ng kulay, iba-iba ng mga physical features, pero kung tanggalin mo yan, skulls are all the same. I mean, skeletal, yung skeletal feature, whether you're white, Asian, or black, eh, hindi mo makikita niya. May mga physical diversities, pero in terms of appearance, hindi lalabas sa skeletal appearance natin kung tayo ay black or what. Yan yung katotohanan ng equality in terms of the physical. Kaya mayroong physical diversities, may pagkakaiba-iba. Tayo, Malay race, brown karamihan, merong African, merong white people. So the physical diversities are there and we recognize them. But the point is, tanggalin mo yan, tanggalin mo yung katawan, we're just all the same. And the Reformed theologian James Boyce, sa kanyang Abstract of Theology, ay recognize ito. It shows that among all men are the same essential characteristics which make a man. This is denied by none. There is the same outward form and inward structure, and also like mental and moral characteristics. While variations in each of these respects unquestionably exist, is that you're saying welcome? So while variations in each of these respects unquestionably exist, they are all within the limits of a single species. Hindi ito katulad sa animal diversity sa talagang kitang-kita mo yung pagkakaiba, iba ang loob, iba ang lahat ng characteristics. But in the case of the Homo sapiens, it's all the same. In terms of human characteristics, we are all single species. Iisang uri lamang tayo pagdating sa ating mga pagkatao, anuman ang pagkakaiba-iba natin sa panlabas, pero in terms of human characteristics, pare-pareho lamang tayo. And there is, in fact, an impressive set of similarities among men because of that fundamental unity. All human beings belong to the same species of the Homo sapiens. So, kung tingnan nyo yung structure ng language, nagkaiba-iba, ang paliwanag sa Biblia ay Babel, pero the point is, you examine the grammar structure, examine all these things, ay nagkakapare-pareho, bagaman iba-ibang languages na ginagamit, iba yan sa, again, compared to the animals and other organisms, the human being has an impressive set of characteristics that are the same in terms of personality. Pare-pareho din, kahit na may pagkakaiba-iba ang mga national characteristics, in terms of physiology and physical differences are explicable from environment and heredity, but the biological structure is similar among all races. And these similarities are not to be found in other living organisms. Hindi mo makikita ang ganyang similarity sa mga hayop at iba pang mga organismo. So the point that I'm trying to make is that even on the basis of physical realities, the human being, the Homo sapiens, is just one species. Hindi nagkakaiba-iba. Now we will see later, next week, when we look at the actual cases of racism in history, even some Christians, you will be surprised, have fallen into very racist views. At ito'y hindi nila nakita na yung pagkakapare-pareho ng mga sangkatauhan. So only human beings can be truly spoken of as a true family, inclusive of all. So tinitingnan natin yan just from the external, physical, skeletal languages, physiology, all of these are telling us the human being, all human beings are the same, whatever the diversities and differences. But then, of course, as Christians, we look at it from the scriptural teaching. And from the biblical teaching, ang pinaka-basis ng ating paniniwala na there is racial equality is our doctrine of creation. Ito ang isang bagay na hindi natin maaring isuko na doktrina. Marami na ang nagkukompromiso nito, but here is the statement of Genesis, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And then, so God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. So sa pangungusap na yan, andyan na yung basis ng equality, whether sexual, racial, or otherwise. Ang pinapakita nito ay dahil ginawa ng Diyos ang tao. At ang pinaka naiiba sa pagkatao ay daladala niya ang imahin, ang wangis ng Diyos. Walang ibang ginawa na ganyan. Even angels are not called to be creatures in God's image. Only man was created in God's image, which means, among other things, he resembles God. And then he images God in terms of that relationship to God, which is an I-thou relationship. Para itong salamin, when you look at the mirror, the image that you see there is looking at you. Kung tumalikod yung image sa mirror, tumakbo ka, iba na yun. Pero image essentially means face to face. And that is what man is. Ang pinakalikas ng tao ay harapin ang Diyos. Kaya nga nasisira ang pagkatao kapag ang tao ay lumalayo sa Diyos. Kapag tumatakbo siya, tumataka siya sa Diyos, sapagkat nilikha siya na harapin ang Diyos. That's his essential nature. He must be face to face with God. Ang tawag nga ng theologian dyan, I, thou. It's not even I, he. Much less I, it. It must be you and me. Ganyan ang relasyon natin sa Diyos. At nawala yan ang dahil sa kasalanan. Tumalikod tayo sa Diyos, bagamat hindi totally nawala ang wangis ng Diyos kahit pa sa makasalanan. He cannot escape God, even when he tries to. Even when he professes to be an atheist, he has to respond to God. Kaya nga lagi ko sinasabi, malimit kung marinig mga atheist, hindi raw sila naniniwala sa Diyos, pero galit na galit sila sa Diyos. Pakinggan niyo sila. Eh kung may Diyos, bakit ang daming kahirapan? Kung may Diyos, bakit ang daming mga masasama? Hindi niya mapigil ang mga masasama. Hindi siya naniniwala sa Diyos, pero galit na galit sa Diyos. It shows man cannot escape God. Hindi niya matatakasan ng Diyos. At yan ang pinaka-paniniwala natin tungkol sa tao. As Christians, we believe that man is created in God's image, whether that man is African, Chinese, Filipino, white, European, ano man ang pagkakaiba-iba nila, the most fundamental facts of humanity is that man is created in God's image. Now, ang halaga nito ay ang implikasyon ng pagkakapantay-pantay kahit pa anong pagkakaiba-iba, kahit pa in terms of the economic diversity. Sabi, the rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. So what I want to say here is, this is what is so important in the doctrine of creation. At nakalulungkot na marami ng compromises even among Christians sa doctrine ng creation. Iba-iba ang paraan nila para makakompromise sa siyensya. Well, alam natin yung pressure. The pressure of science sa mga tinuturo nila about evolution, which supposedly requires billions of years. The universe is supposedly 14 billions of years, while the earth is 4 billions of years. And ang sa kanilang palagay, mangyayari lamang ang mga bagay na ito by all these evolutionary processes. And because they are taught by science, ang mga Kristiyano, dama nila yung pressure. How can you maintain creation of 6 days when you have these scientific premises that require all these billions of years? Kaya maraming compromises dyan sa mga Kristiyano na gusto nilang paniwalaan ang creation ng Genesis, pero gumagawa sila ng iba't ibang paraan. Two popular compromises ay yung gap theory. Ang sinasabi nila, between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2 ay nagkaroon ng judgment dahil sa rebellion ng ni Lucifer, and between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2 there is a gap of billions of years. You may have heard, those of you who are familiar with this teaching, yan ang nasa Scofield Bible at iba pang mga popular study Bibles, na ang ginagawa raw niyan ay na accommodate yung kailangang billions of years, pero you can still maintain your belief in the Genesis account. But again, scientists don't accept that, and biblical exegetes see little to commend that view. And then merong pang day-age theory na sinasabi nila yung days ng Genesis really mean aeons, that is ages, hindi siya 24-hour day. And again, this is not the time to argue, but the use ng word na day sa Genesis 1 will show na it requires one day, hindi millions of years or billions of years. Now, what we can uphold ay itong young earth theory, na ibig sabihin, we can believe that the earth is young but given an appearance of age. When the earth was created, it was created with an appearance of age. And now when scientists study the earth, and they will use all kinds of scientific dating, kaya magka-come up sila ng maraming mga taon, kasi yun ang nasa fossils, yun ang nasa earthly materials. Pero ang isang paliwanag lang dyan ay, when God created the earth, it was created with an appearance of age. Let me give you an example. Adam and Eve. Let's say 24 hours after Adam and Eve were created, you travel back in time to Eden, and you're a scientist, an anthropologist, and you see this pair na Adam and Eve nga. And so you make an examination. How old are these people? You examine them physically, you give them IQ test and all the examination necessary, and then you say the age is 30 years old. Now, would that finding be right? Externally, they would appear 30 years old based on analysis. But in reality, God created them 24 hours ago. Yun ang point na, when God created, He created with an appearance of age. And so, that accommodates why, when science examines the materials, they appear so old. And yet, we can still believe in six-day creation. So, we do not need to accommodate yung mga billions of years just to have a compromise with science. But why are we saying this? Precisely because what is at stake is not just the scientific issue. What is at stake is the issue of ethics, equality. Without the real point of creation by God, kung yan ay nag-evolve in a process of survival of the fittest, how do you accommodate, how do you propound equality? Paano magkakaroon ng pagkakapantay-pantay kung nagkaiba-iba sila ng development, at yung development ng iba ay mas advanced kaysa sa iba? Then, inequality will be the result. The reason why we need to hold on to the doctrine of creation is not just the issue of exegesis, it's the issue of ethics. Na kailangan makita natin na ang sangkatauhan ay magkakapantay-pantay at nanggaling tayo sa iisang tao lamang, sa iisang pair. Yan ang sabi ni Pablo when he was speaking in Athens, and the Greeks were known for their idea of superiority over other human beings. They have their legends, they have their myths, para sabihin sila ang pinakamagaling ng mga tao. Pero sa Athens, ito ang sabi ni Paul sa kanila, he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place. Sa kanila, they came from legendary stories of gods and goddesses. Kaya they are the superior race. And now Paul is telling them, no, whatever your race, we come from one man. We come from one pair. And that's a fact that shows why we are all equal. At sa mga katuwid, dahil galing tayo sa isang pair, we are brothers and sisters. Magkakapatid tayo. Ano man ang itsura natin, kung ang pinagalingan natin ay isang pair, then that's the reality of the brotherhood of all mankind. Now, that is not to say we are all children of God in the salvation sense. But we are all creatures of God. At ginamit ni Paul sa Acts 17, offspring of God. He was consciously distinguishing it from the salvation term, sons of God. We are all offspring of God by creation. And in that sense, all humanity, all human beings are brothers and sisters. At kaya natin pinagtatanggol itong doctrine of creation among other things is because Jesus believed it. I had a long discussion once with another Christian of another church who is into the field of science, at gusto niyang ipagdiina na kailangan tanggapin natin ang scientific explanation without giving up on the doctrine of creation. But then, ang argument ko sa kanya, ito ang sinabi ni Jesus. For Jesus, have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female? For Jesus, the beginning was Adam and Eve. Now, if you accommodate to science and say na there is a long process of evolution, then Adam and Eve were not the beginning. And if Adam and Eve were not the beginning, Jesus was wrong. How can you be a Christian, a follower of Jesus, believing that Jesus is Lord, God, Savior, sinless, and yet not believe what Jesus said? So, beyond the scientific issues, for the Christian, the issue is, would you believe Jesus? Paniniwalaan mo ba si Jesus sa kanyang sinabi na ang panimula ay Adam and Eve, male and female? If they are not the beginning, Jesus was wrong. And as a Christian, I cannot even contemplate that. So yan ang nakalagay, yan ang issue pagdating sa doctrine of creation na hindi natin dapat isuko. And here is one take of a theologian, Gerald Bray, patungkol sa church. Ang church ang dapat mag-demonstrate ng equality of all races. The church is not an ethnic community in the way that Judaism was and still is. Ibig niyang sabihin dyan, Judaism is associated with Jews. Hinduism is associated with India. So religions are associated, many religions are associated with ethnic identity. That is not the case for the Christian church. There is no Christian language or Christian homeland to which we are longing to return. In the end, the only way to ensure that the church remains a truly multi-ethnic community is to refuse to canonize any particular nation, language, or culture. The church is open to all. And the gospel will transform everyone it touches, turning them into the new and transcultural people of God. So in other words, it's the church that should demonstrate the fact of racial equality. wala tayong tinatawag na ito ang Christian language in the way that Islam would consider Arabic as the Islamic language. There's not that in the Christian faith. Any language, tandaan nyo sa Revelation 7, from all tongues, yun ang pinanggalingan ng lahat ng ililigtas ng Panginoon. And therefore, the church should demonstrate this. And Colossians 3:10, put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Yung new man na yan, hindi yan tumutukoy sa new self, as some translations wrongly render it. The new man is a parallel to the old man Adam. When he was created, he fell. But in Christ, there is now the new man. And this new man is no longer identified with a particular ethnic or cultural group, but all who belong to Christ. And it is the church that must demonstrate that. So espousing nationalist causes is often carried with gospel passion. Nangyari yan sa mga nakalipas. And even Christians have been guilty of racism. But this is contrary to the doctrine of creation. So what we can say, bakit tayo naniniwala sa equality of all races, is our doctrine of creation. And the church is to demonstrate the facts of racial equality, that all who belong to Christ, whatever races, belong to the church. We have a creation-based kinship with all mankind, and therefore there must be, for the Christian, pinapakita niya ang pag-ibig sa lahat ng sangkatauhan. So, ang paniniwala natin, may pagkakapantay-pantay ang lahat ng lahi. There is no place for racism in the church, pero nangyari yan sa kasaysayan. And there were churches only for the black people, then churches for the white people. That is an insult to what Christ has done, which extends to all humanity. So we reject racism in society, and all the more we reject racism in the church. And let us challenge ourselves. If there is in any way, maaring na mamanifest pa yan sa'yo in some unconscious way, na meron kang pagtinging mababa sa isang lahi, ay iwasto mo yan. Walang lupuwang yan sa pananampalatayang Kristiyano. Any question? Or perhaps you can suggest to me in what ways we may be unconsciously exercising bias towards... Any question?
Anong comment nyo on racist jokes? It's more Filipinos, I think, and sa culture natin. We make a lot of... Mahilig tayong manloko ng mga... Parang part na rin ng culture natin na we make fun of a person's color or accent or ano. And it's parang, ano ba, playful fun lang. Though if it's in the context of another country, it's they view it as very racist to hear comments like that.
Well, if it is consciously being exchanged as jokes, example, nagtatawanan sila sa isa't isa, especially self-deprecating jokes, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Madalas gawin niya ng mga between English and French. The English would have jokes that deprecate the French. The French would have jokes that deprecate the English. But they are just known as jokes. Pero yung when you take seriously anything that deprecates or that treats with contempt any race, that would be wrong. Josiah.
Pastor, comment lang dun sa pervading na ano ngayon sa Philippine social media. na parang it's always a reaction of the Filipino netizens na if someone makes a negative comment about the Philippines, as in direct, ano na yun, direct, parang buong lahat ng tao sa internet magagalit na doon sa taong yun. Like yung kay Dan Brown na yung sa Inferno, and yun, basta sobrang dami na parang ang initial ano agad ng Pilipinas ay di-declare agad yung persona ingrata, mga ganun.
We need to make a distinction between resisting racism as such, and on the other hand, yung paranoia na anything negative comment laban sa Philippines ay being racist. I've read Dan Brown's work na kasama doon sa isinama niya yung nangyari sa Manila about another character of his novel, and I saw nothing racist because yung sinabi niya na nagkaroon ng crime against that character, it happens everywhere. Kung napili niya Manila, I don't think that's racist. And this is where Filipinos sometimes are too paranoid. May comment lang sa desperate housewives, ay sumabog na ang Pilipinas. When, I mean, we should not be paranoid as far as a race. Americans are brutalized sa mga comments in the world, but you don't see them raising a howl because they are self-confident. Yan ang wala sa mga Pilipino. Konting kritisismo, racism na. Hindi naman. It's healthy to laugh at ourselves. Isaiah.
Comment naman po dun sa yung sa lack of ano self-confidence. Minsan naman po dun sa mga comment section, sobrang naman Filipino pride ang inaano nila.
Sobrang?
Filipino pride. Na parang ano yan, parang every single time na kapag may ma-bring up lang na anything Filipino, na positive naman, yun naman, to the other side naman, to the other extreme naman ng mga Filipino, na makipag-away para lang i-prove yung point na okay ang Pilipinas.
Hey, it goes both ways. Yung paranoia natin goes both ways. Kung may criticism, we raise a howl. Pag may konting commendation, we're the most superior race. It is neither.
Pastor, thought lang ano. I noticed, like, dito sa East Asian region, I don't know, yung sa racism, though hindi naman siya kitang-kita, pero minsan parang, ang tingin ko lang, kasalanan na rin mismo siguro nung race, kaya nag-exist yung racism eh. What do I mean? Most East Asians, when you talk about Philippines, Vietnamese, even Thai, even Indonesians, when they see white, parang ang tingin nila Diyos. O napakataas, ano? Even in the plane, ang service napakaganda. But when they see the locals, the kind of service that is being rendered is mas mababa lang. So, how do we view that? Meaning, parang kasalanan na rin natin eh, na kung bakit minsan yung racism na yun, hindi nawawala. Parang tayo na rin nagbababa sa sarili natin eh.
Yeah, and that's the other face of racism. Racism formally is looking down on one race, but the other face of that ay colonialism na tumitingin ka sa ibang lahi na mataas. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong admiring what other races have done, studying their history. I have studied American history and I admire many things American, but I do not look at them as anything superior to any other race. But they have a proud history and I learn from that history, but we should not look at that race as being superior because of race. May mga lahi na parang mas malayo na ang narating nila, but that's because of history. It's not because of racial identity, but it's because of history. And it's all right to admire the history of another country. And it's all right to admire the qualities of another race. But it's another thing to say na kaya sila ganun ay dahil sa kanilang lahi. Hindi yun dahil sa kanilang lahi. Iba ang pinagdaanan ng kanilang kasaysayan. Yes, I.
Would it be racism kung magagalit tayo sa mga Chinese dahil inaangkin nila ang maraming lugar na kung saan ay ito ay bahagi ng ating bansa, economic zone natin? And yun nga, yung mayroong mga call for boycotting Chinese products, racism din ba yung pastor?
No, I don't think so. When you want to when you want to defend your territorial integrity at ang kumahamo niyan ay ibang bansa, so gusto mong hamunin yung kanilang claim, but that's not because they are Chinese, but because their claim is simply wrong in terms of international law and other basis ng ating claim. So nagkakaroon dito ng contest of claims. So when you contest, it's not because they are Chinese, but it happens na they are claiming what does not belong rightfully to them. So I think ang issue lang doon ay territorial integrity, not because they are Chinese. Pero pwede mangyari, and it is true in the past, na may mga taong ang tingin sa Chinese ay mababa. At yun ang isang dapat na iwaso natin. Other questions?
Another thought again, Pastor. This may sound funny, you know, especially sa Filipino. Even in Thai, I notice it. Like when we see Indians, you know, is it racism pag talagang umiiwas ka dahil doon sa amoy nila? That's a fact, no, na hindi nila matatanggal yon dahil sa kinakain nila. But when you see Filipinos, and even Thai, I've seen a lot, na pag ano lagi sinasabi, it's the smell. You know, so how do you classify that? Is that racism or what?
I mean, if you are naturally repelled by someone's scent and you tend to avoid because masama ang effect sa iyo, I don't think that is racism. It's a fact that we make decisions on the basis of what we feel is convenient for us. And if you find it inconvenient to be beside someone else because of natural reasons, I don't believe that is racism. Ian.
Pastor, in relation sa mga indigenous people, racism din ba yun if we try to, for example, some people, they try to grab their lands and then they try to confirm them doon sa kultura na medyo nahihirapan sila?
Yeah, ang malimit na tension doon ay yung usapin ng development and then yung usapin naman ng cultural preservation, and you have to see the balance doon. Government thinks it will help them if they develop the place. They think government is nakikialam, nangihimasok sa kanilang kultura, and the tension there is real, and there must be experts who will make the decision on that. Other questions? Marianne.
Pastor, sa akin po, itatanong ko lang din, buo ba na yung sa races, na yung sinabi na nga after na nagkasala na si Eve, si Adan and Eve, after doon, di ba, in-spread out na sila ng Panginoon na humayo na. So, dito sa races na ito, ang question ko lang po doon, Pastor, hindi kaya noong ang nung start na naghumayo sila dito sa ating mundong ito, kaya nagkaroon ng races because siguro doon sa pag-spread out nila, napunta sila sa iba't ibang continent, na halimbawa sila napunta doon sa Africa, kaya sila umitim because of the climate.
It's not because of the places. Your racial identity is not because of the place. Kahit ang African-American, kahit siya nasa States, they will still give birth to African-Americans, hindi dahil sa nasa Africa sila. What I said kanina ay the racial identity of Adam and Eve was capable of diversification because sila yung pinakauna. So nasa kanilang genetic makeup yung lahat ng which would later diversify. Hindi tayo nagkaroon ng racial identity nang dahil sa place. Hindi ang place ang nagbibigay sa atin ng racial identity, kundi yung parentage. Last thoughts? So racism is still very much alive in our world, and we need to watch ourselves, whether attitude, behavior, language, kung nangyayari ito sa atin, because as Christians, there is no place for that because we believe in creation, and as a church, we believe that Christ has accomplished salvation for all tongues and races and tribes, therefore no place for racism of whatever kind. Let's close in prayer. Dakila naming Diyos, nagpapasalamat kami sa mga katotohanan ng aming tinalakay ngayon, lalo't sa usapin ng mga saloobin ukol sa iba't ibang lahi. Racism is still very much alive in our world, and yet this has no place in Christian belief, for we believe that all men are created in God's image, and we must treat them as such. And especially in the case of the church must demonstrate itself to be that community, that society that is multi-ethnic and that treats all races as equal. Naway hamunin namin ang aming sarili. Manuri kami kung may nananatili sa amin na mga saloobing humahamak ng ibang mga lahi, at naway iwasto namin ito at panindigan namin ang doktrina ng paglilikha ng tao sa wangis ng Diyos. Sumaamin ka sa aplikasyon na ito sa pangalan ng Panginoon Jesus. Itong aming panalangin. Amen.